Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And this month, we're going through verses from Healing Every Day, a new book that came out with Harvest House on the 7th of this month. And if you're walking a healing journey, or especially if you know someone who really needs some comfort from the scriptures about how to heal from your crazy, thorny past, pick up a copy for them. And I just would be so humbled and grateful that there would be some sort of like revolution of healing because of this little book that I've written. It's not little, it's a normal size, but anyway, that's what has brought this podcast to light this month. And we are in we're on the 14th day of May, almost halfway through the month, and we're going to be reading Philemon 4 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and it's super short and sweet, and it says this: I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers. Mind if I pray for you? You know what? I just pray this prayer over you. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers. You are the reason that I'm praying every day, because I have a heart to intercede for the nations. I have a heart to intercede for all that. So let me pray for you. I'm going off a little bit. So mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for the fact that we have this office of prayer. We have this occupation of prayer. And that this is simply having communication with you and communion with you and spending time with you. That prayer is not giving Santa Claus a list. Prayer is communion with the one who created us. And so, Lord, thank you for the privilege of it. And I pray for my friend today that no matter what they're facing, that they would realize that they have that opportunity, like Brother Lawrence, the monk from a long time ago, who constantly had a conversation with you. Lord, when we're doing the dishes, help us to thank you for being cleansed by you. When we're taking a shower, the same thing. When we're encountering friends who are going through a hard time, we can pray and ask for your discernment and wisdom and how to love them well. When we're parenting and we're perplexed and we don't know what to do or how to act, we can go to you for wisdom. When we're walking through grief and it never seems to end and the stages of grief are stuck in a cycle, we can go to you because you are a man acquainted with sorrow. You understand. You're that empathetic Savior who comes to us in our weakness. Lord, we can intercede for the broken. We can intercede for those who don't yet know you. We can intercede for the prodigals. And for that, we just spend some time thanking you. The fact that we can have that dynamic, powerful relationship with you that is mutual is astounding to me. And as I look back on my journey of healing, I absolutely, even as I spoke to a counselor recently, I told her that a lot of my healing had happened because of prayer. So many people had just believed that you, Lord, would heal me. And I shared my story. I cried. They laid hands on my shoulder and they hugged me and they prayed for me and they asked you, Lord, to intervene. And so I pray that for my friend today. I make intercession for them that you would bring the healing that they are longing for. Maybe they're stuck, or maybe they're frustrated, or maybe they feel like it's just taken far too long, or they're frustrated with themselves for making the same kind of decisions over and over again. Lord, I pray for breakthrough today in Jesus' name, that you would break through and you would bring a new level of healing that has not been known before. I pray your spirit would search them, Lord, and help them to see if there's any hurtful way in them. Lead them in the way everlasting. Bring them to a new place of communion with you and an understanding that you see, you hear them. And I pray that they would taste and see that you are good, because that is true of you. Lord, for those who are in the dark night of their soul or wandering through the wilderness, I pray that you would give them the glimpses of light that they need. Just like when you're in the wilderness and there are stars in the sky that bring light, I pray that you would send little pinpricks of light as they are walking through the darkness, because God, you are good and you love your children and you love to heal them. So I trust you for that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I am humbled that you would listen. If you want to help the podcast at all today, one of the things that you can do is share the app with someone. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you can get it on Google Play or on iTunes. It will really help your user experience of Pray Every Day. And then after you've downloaded it, if you could just click that little share button and share it with a friend, that would be amazing. If everyone in the audience did that today, we would double the audience of Pray Every Day. And believe me, I'm not making any money off this podcast. This is just the Patreon goes to pay for William, who is our amazing orchestrator and editor of this podcast. So, I want you to hear me here. My heart is to see this ministry expanded to especially places where Jesus is not yet named. And so if you can share the app, that would help that happen. Thank you so much and have an amazing, joyful day.